Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, October 4th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're preparing and now sharing this message early today because we have some early morning visits. Our desire once again today is to encourage and share some perspective. Today's message is titled Pastoral Criticism. And the scripture text is just a brief portion, but very thoughtful. From Hebrews 13, verse 17.
They watch for your souls, as they must give account.
This month is Clergy Appreciation Month. Having served for 25 years in pastoral ministry and now serving in another form of Christian service, both the chaplaincy and this internet ministry, finds me sitting out in the pews in a typical worship service so that I have an interesting perspective on pastoral lay relations.
The daily phrase from Scripture is a powerful description of the heart of a pastor's ministry. The Amplified Version states the first part of the phrase as, "They are constantly keeping watch over your souls and guarding your spiritual welfare."
Writing, radio, TV, tape, and certainly internet-based ministries such as this one may be a helpful supplement in our Christian lives. But I believe it's still God's plan for believers to meet together regularly in worship as they did in the very beginning. In fact, I chafe at the term internet churches and those trying to set up a church over the internet that seeks to simulate a local church. I believe everyone calling themselves a Christian should be in regular association with other believers in a local church with pastoral leadership and care.
One of the greatest sources of discouragement and grief for the minister of the gospel is dealing with criticism. Well, as we pastored, we received our share of it during our years of pastoral ministry. Stephen with the greatest amount, of course, because he was the pastor. All of our peers in ministry have experienced this as well. Early this week, we heard a very candid message from H.B. London, a veteran pastor, share perspective on this in his experiences in pastoring.
Well, I know of one dedicated minister who had a very effective ministry in a church he had founded and served faithfully. But after he left, there was division in the church and a group arose that criticized both his appearance and speaking ability.
Well, such criticism, unfortunately, just goes with the job, but it still can be very personally painful. Pastors are often criticized in ways that are mutually contradictory. I believe that most criticisms are really merely personal preferences by members of the congregation.
Let me ask you today, does your pastor faithfully preach God's word and teach sound doctrine? Is he faithful to his wife and family? Does he care for the flock of God? Does he manage the financial and business affairs of your church with honesty and integrity? I would add openness. If so, you are blessed. Why don't you pray for your pastor and let him know of your appreciation, not only formally this month, and I hope you do so as a church, but also personally to his face. By the way, the dedicated minister I referred to above who received painful criticism was none other than the Apostle Paul. In his second letter to the Corinthians, where he had served, he referenced this criticism made of his ministry gifts. And I quote from 2 Corinthians 10, verse 10. His letters are weighty and forceful, but in person he is unimpressive, and his speaking amounts to nothing. End quote. Well, I sure bet those people feel foolish now.
Let's pray. Father, we pray for those who watch over our souls and care for our spiritual needs. May we be a source of blessing to them as we faithfully uplift them in prayer and through our conversation with others. When we find fault, increase our desire to pray for him rather than maliciously gossip to others about him. Help us to attend worship service with an expectant attitude. May our minds be attentive so that our thoughtful responses will spur our pastor on as he looks out upon the congregation as he teaches from your holy word. Bless his family, provide for their needs, and guard them against the many temptations sent by the evil one. May they know by the fruit of our lips and good deeds that they are greatly loved. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. I've had two messages in a row dealing with pastoral leadership. It is, once again, clergy or minister or pastor appreciation month. I remember what a blessing that was to us and our churches when we received these expressions of appreciation. And today we pray that you will consider the blessing of your pastor. It did occur to me as I wrote, there are those that read our material, that listen, that simply cannot get out to a local church. And I think these supplements are great in that particular perspective, or for that particular reason. I think of people in countries where they're not allowed to meet, or a blessing this material is to some that are homebound and cannot get out. But for most, in most countries and most people, it is wonderful to get out with the Lord's people. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. That's all one word, dailyencouragement.net. We do have some additional materials up on the site today. I have a new posting in my humor blog, an actual tribute, I suppose I should say, quote, unquote, to our first dog as a married couple. I've shared it before many years ago, but most of our readers haven't listened to it. Our dog's name, by the way, was Enoch. And in the background, you may have heard some growling. Our dog is not much of a barker, but she will growl when she senses something, and she was growling. I wanted you to know it wasn't Brooksine or my stomach growling today. Let me just tell you a little bit about the additional resources. I have several resources regarding Clergy or Pastor Appreciation Month. One is something that I notice is downloaded quite a bit. It's a model prayer. I actually prayed it many years ago for my pastor shortly after we moved here. And it's kind of a fill in the blank. It's certainly adjusted. Some are uncomfortable with those kind of prayers, but others need help and resources. There are several other online links to resources, including some cards that you could send to your pastor, the e-cards that I know have been a blessing to me when people send them to me. I have a music link up today, and I also have several pictures up that may bless you. Have a wonderful day today. Continue to be faithful to the Lord and to be encouraged.